Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the program. Lori Rubenson here with you, and it is Selection Sunday, and one of the things I love best about this day is to celebrate some of the Cinderellas, the upstarts, and the local teams that get to the NCAA tournament against odds, and no team embodies that more this year than Wagner. And joining me now, Wagner men's basketball coach Donald Copeland. Welcome to the program.
No, thank you so much for having me. Really, really appreciate it.
So Wagner out of Staten Island went ahead and won the Northeastern Conference Tournament, beating Merrimack. And you had seven healthy players. And, yep. You know, when we talk about overcoming odds and adversity and all these sort of things, how did you manage to get it's one thing during the regular season when you have a lot of days off or whatever. How did you coach up these guys to get through the gauntlet of a tournament run with seven healthy players?
That's a really good question. if I told you I knew what I was doing, I'd be lying. No, you know what? I really just tried to normalize the situation by coaching them really hard regardless. And I did that. I held them accountable and everything. I wanted to control what we can control, and that's how our gym could sound. That's how we practiced whatever we were doing, the film sessions. If we didn't play well, didn't hold anything back, I coached them just the same way. And to my kids' credit, I have really, really good kids. They're tough, they're competitive, and they allow me to coach them. And, you know, they stuck together throughout this whole thing. Seven guys that were the healthiest that played. They really just fought through everything, you know, and they stuck together. And then the six guys that were actually out, they turned into coaches.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
So everybody was involved constantly. And I never stopped coaching them. You know, I was on them about, why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you talking to this guy? Why aren't you – our gym doesn't sound a certain way. But we believed we had a chance to win every game. Honestly, throughout our regular season, I know our record didn't shape up how we wanted, but we had four games where they were one-possession games, you know. But I think that better prepared us for what we were able to face in the conference tournament. And I think we were fortunate to pull through.
So unlike some teams who've just clinched a berth yesterday, today, you won your tournament a few days ago. You've had a few days for this to sink in. What have things been like on your campus and on Staten Island with this sinking in that this team is going to the NCAA tournament?
No, I think like most teams, you know, in our situation, tons of support. And you know what? The school really has supported us throughout all of this. Before we even won, you know, they knew what we had going on. There were still fans at the game, administrators and faculty and people really, really, really supported us. But the last few days, as you can imagine, have been great. And I'm just really thankful that the kids get to experience this. You know, because you come to college, you come to play basketball in college, and you want to experience March Madness. I think they have a good time with it, and I'm happy with that.
What does winning the tournament and going to the big dance mean to you and to a school like Wagner in terms of looking ahead, recruiting, and just the overall kind of brand for the school?
No, I think it's big. You know, this school has rich basketball tradition. You know, I was here as an assistant for a number of years, and I coached in that game, you know, multiple times. And, you know, I know how hard it is. So I have a great appreciation for being able to do this. But I think the school deserves this. They've always supported basketball. You know, it's a basketball area. And to experience it the way we did, when we did it, I think it was just great.
You talk about being happy for your players. One recipe for success this time of year certainly is having good experienced guard play. And you look at your team, and whether that's Teron Allen scores 22 points in the championship game, Melvin Council Jr., your leading scorer, what can you say about your guards, and how does that help you as you look ahead to a matchup in the first four in the tournament versus Howard?
No, I think it's definitely helpful. You know, you got older veteran guys that have been in some games. You know, they've had tough losses. They've had tough wins. You know, Teron and Melvin are definitely playing at a high level. Another guard who really is an unspoken kind of hero for us, because really he's probably our most valuable player, is Javier Esquerra, my point guard. He's been phenomenal from the start of the season till now, man. He guards the other team's best player. He runs the team so well. And he's an experienced player as a junior. You know, he's been on some big-time teams in the program. So to have those guys, I think it helps us as much as it can. I think, you know, going up against Howard, they have the same thing. You know, they're really experienced and really good. They won their league last year, you know, so this isn't their first time. So we're going to need to be really locked in and rely on some of these older guys.
Any scouting report, whether it's about your team or looking ahead to Howard, what would be, for people who are going to be excited and rooting for your team and watching from back home, what's a key to the game? In order for your team to win, they have to do what?
We got to continue to defend how we have. You know, we put three straight really good conference tournament games where we defended at a high level. That needs to continue in this game. You know, Howard, I think, is really good. They stretch the floor. They got older veteran players that have played together for a while now. So we're going to have to really defend to give ourselves the best chance.
Talking to Wagner men's coach Donald Copeland, and a moment ago you gave a shout out to your point guard. And yep. I wonder, you know, I find it interesting, you know, you're a former point guard yourself, a former guard from Seton Hall. Is there something in the water there that just produces college basketball coaches? And whether that's you and Danny Hurley, Shaheen Holloway, it seems like there's something to being a point guard at Seton Hall.
No, I think, you know, it definitely speaks volumes, the fact that we're college coaches and having some success. You know, it speaks to the tradition of Seton Hall. You know, there's rich basketball tradition coming from there. There's rich basketball tradition coming from the area. All of us are from the area, you know. So, you know, I think we wear that on our sleeve. You know, we all got chips on our shoulder. We coach that way. Our teams reflect that. So, you know, it's definitely something to be said coming from Seton Hall and definitely the area.
You also, when I think of your background, you played in high school for Bob Hurley at St. Anthony's. And what did you learn from him that you've potentially applied for yourself as a head coach?
I would say the biggest thing is the accountable piece. You know, that's one thing he always did. It didn't start for me there at St. Anthony's. My father was a college coach that coached me from the time I was eight. I was always held accountable, even when I didn't feel like I needed to be, you know, and that gave me that extra push, you know, to never let me feel satisfied all the time. And that's something I try to teach these guys and add to how the way I coach. You know, we're relentless in how accountable we hold these guys, not just on the court, but off the court. Because, you know, it's my belief in how I was brought up in the game. There's a direct correlation that who you are off the court speaks to who you are on the court. You know, you just can't flip a switch. So I would say that piece right there, the accountability on and off the court, is kind of what's in me now, trying to give these guys the same thing.
Are you a coach who delivers a pregame message or speech to your team? And if yes, do you have in mind, is there a certain message or theme that you will use for this big matchup?
I do. I do try to give these guys a message, a theme for the game. You know, each game has a different meaning. You know, you got to refocus yourself, the team. You never know where the team is at mentally and all these things, and then the other team that you're playing against. But, you know, I will give them some sort of theme or message for this game. It hasn't come to me yet. I'm still learning Howard, right now as we're going through the whole scouting process with them. But, you know, we're going to have to really be ready to play because I think Howard's a really good team.
Yeah. And do you mind that you are a team that I think a lot of people would call a Cinderella or a Cinderella story? Are you okay wearing that mantle?
I think, yeah, sure. If that's what it is, that's great. I think Cinderella's a part of, you know, the NCAA tournament and March and things like that. If that's who we got to be, then that's great.
And, you know, as you look ahead, you know, you just found out not that long ago where, you know, who you were playing, where you were going. Give us a sense of the schedule. What happens as soon as you find out, all right, here's who we're playing, here's where we're going. You know, your assistant coaches, the players, what's the schedule like between now and moving ahead in the next couple of days?
Well, as soon as you find out who you're playing, you're trying to find out and gather all the information you can, starting with film and things of that nature. As far as the travel, I can't tell you right now. We know what time we're leaving. They hasn't let us know. So we got everybody on standby. The program's on standby right now, just ready to pack up and go. We are playing Tuesday, so it's a quick turnaround. But, you know, one of the things with the program, nobody cares. You know, that's what we say. Nobody's going to care. Nobody's going to feel sorry for us. This is the hand we're dealt, and, you know, we're going to make the best of it.
Is it possible that, you know, you can look at it and say you all have been playing with this shorter seven-man rotation and dealing with adversity now for a little while, but in many ways, I think sometimes when you get to a tournament or playoffs in the NBA and professionally, whatever it is, coaches have a tendency sometimes to shorten a rotation. And so, I don't know, in some ways, are you all kind of battle-tested, shortened rotation? Does that give you a hidden, maybe, advantage as you look ahead?
Yeah, well, I can't shorten the rotation anymore. But, I don't know. You know, I think, you know, coaches are going to do whatever they have to do at this time right now to try and extend their season. We're no different. You know, I don't know if it gives us an advantage or not. I can't tell. I mean, we are who we are right now. You know, and the main thing is we got to really prepare the right way, and we're going to have to compete like our lives depend on it because our season is that right now. So whatever advantages we can take, we just got to really be who we've been.
Well, Wagner men's basketball coach Donald Copeland, Wagner of Staten Island, wish you the very best of success in the tournament, and a lot of people locally will be watching, will be pulling for you. Congratulations on the win and getting here, and you know, wish you luck moving forward.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate having me.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.